Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 107. Today, Dave asks,
"Hello, James, JD, Mr. Sawyer, Dude, The Dude, no offense to Mr. Lebowski."
To which I have to say, first of all, how did you learn my first name? Did I actually drop that in public somewhere? And second of all, man, he peed on my fucking rug. Anyway, Dave continues,
"I have a suggestion, which is admittedly also a little self-serving, for your podcast. Why not help a person out by scrutinizing one of their elevator pitches? You can take your pick from one of mine at www.mynovels.info, with the exception of The Puppy Kicker, which is obviously not finished enough yet."
Well, Dave, I'm not gonna do that. Explaining why actually probably isn't a bad idea. Okay, here's the thing. Beginning authors think. They all think. They always do. All of us did, at one point or another, think that having an idea for something gives you a claim to that thing's final expression. It doesn't. However, this does not stop many, many, many young, ignorant, inexperienced writers every year from attempting to sue more established writers for writing stories that stole their idea. This happens hundreds of times every year in Hollywood. It happens with well-established book writers. It's just a nightmare, and that's one of the reasons that most of us have a policy of we do not talk to people who have ideas, because we don't want to be in a position where we can be accused of stealing that person's ideas. Not because stealing that person's ideas is actionable, but because the people tend to think that having their ideas stolen is actionable. And if they can't get you through the courts, they'll get you through a social media campaign of nastiness. So, if you want to get your elevator pitches scrutinized or whatnot, the thing I would do is either go to a professional workshop taught by someone like, say, Dave Wolverton or whatnot, who's really, really good at this sort of thing and has experience under their belt, or go to a place like the Round Table Podcast, where there is an established format for doing this and a public record of what goes on. The Round Table Podcast, hosted by Dave Robison, is fantastic, and I do occasionally go on there and talk pitches and whatnot in the workshopping episodes with young writers. But I'm not going to start my own podcast doing that, and I'm definitely not going to do it here. So I appreciate the faith and trust that you exhibit in my judgment, however unwarranted it may be, that I'd be a good one to scrutinize your elevator pitches. Anyone in the audience who wants to get in on this action with Dave and maybe form some kind of mutual support group around honing pitches and that sort of thing is highly encouraged to do so. I'm a big fan of solidarity groups, with the caveats expressed in earlier episodes about how those groups can turn toxic. So again, his address is www.mynovels.info, and maybe you guys can make friends and do something spectacular. Thanks for the question and the gratuitous Big Lebowski reference. I love the Big Lebowski. I have been accused occasionally of being the dude. Thanks for the question. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.